Hello, this is 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 758. 758. And we're going for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, or which Paul said, say, you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at the death of Christ, we look at the physical events, we're now in the revelatory. We're going to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, that says, "My son, pay attention to my word. Pay attention to my word." And we've done that in death, and now we are in Mark 11, that says that Jesus was with his disciples, and he saw a fig tree, wanted fixed. There was none. He cursed the tree, and then the following day, according to the word, according to Mark 11, the following day when they were coming back, some of the fig tree that I cursed is dead. And Jesus says something profound to Mark 11, 23. And that is exactly what we're looking at. Mark 11, 23, Jesus said, and the emphasis here is on the word, "Say to the mountain, say, and saith." So you find that Jesus gave three emphasis of the word "say." It says, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." We say, why did Jesus emphasize "say"? And if you've not listened to yesterday's podcast, then you better listen, or the day before, because it's got all the answers. We said, words are the parents of all things created. All things created, all things so bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, listen, they all came from words. Yes, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planet, the trees, the sea, the fish, everything came out of words. And we said, because words are their parents, Jesus is giving us the key to miracles. That if you're going to get miracles in your life, and we're starting with your personal miracle. I told you that I'm in Nakuru and I'm preaching the gospel here. I'm teaching, I'm healing, I'm delivering all the things that Jesus said we should do. I'm doing them. And I said to you that it started when I was 16 years old and became born again. And from there on, I got a good person who brought me up in the Lord. And it's very important whoever brings you up in the Lord. Very good. Because the people who brought me up in the Lord did not put a disparity between me and them. Didn't say that we're the pastors. And there were young people like me that really helped me. And because of that, I could relate to them. Say, listen, you go and preach the gospel to all creatures. They gave it a go out. I said, me? I don't know Bible. I haven't. Every Sunday was a beer day for us in my house. We were godless. Didn't know God. Didn't know Christ. Didn't know anything church. So what's the meaning of going into the world and preach? And they preached the word to me, taught me the word, and I went out to do it. So from the very word go, I exercised myself in the word of God. And one of the things that surprised me was, first thing was when I began to speak in tongues. I said, me, can I also speak in tongues? I mean, Olivia can also speak in tongues. And it really challenged me. I said, no. Then what they are saying is true. It's not a lie. If I can also speak in tongues. And it really spurred me on. And I was going around preaching the word, sharing the Bible, sharing tracts, going here. Simple word. Do you know Jesus loves you? John 3:16, you know. But when you begin to do that, you see results. So it encouraged me to go in whatever the Bible says, I will do it. Is it written in the word? It's written in the word. So this is what Jesus is saying. They say, listen, you're going to have miracles in your own life. You start from there before you get to the platform where I have. And that is my father's platform, Bishop Dagwood Mills. He's given the platform to preach the word. And I'm doing that. Power conference is something else. Miracles. Powerful, powerful miracles. Because I'm speaking. I spoke in my own life. I saw results. I'm speaking and others are getting results. So very important. Jesus was giving us the key to miracles. And he said, words. So that's why I say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and then you will get, you have whatsoever you say. If you don't doubt in your heart that you said it, you have whatsoever you say it. So very critical if you're going to walk in. If you're going to walk in miracles, excuse me, if you're going to walk in miracles, you are so blessed. Please come back for more.